King Charles III says Canada faces another critical moment, alluding to the tariff and sovereignty threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. The King delivered the throne speech Ottawa Tuesday, May 27, marking nearly 70 years since a sovereign, his mother Queen Elizabeth II, first opened Parliament in 1957. The throne speech is meant to outline Prime Minister Mark Carney and his minority government's plan for the next 4 years. When my dear, late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, opened a new Canadian Parliament in 1957, the Second World War remained a fresh, painful memory. The Cold War was intensifying. Freedom and democracy were under threat. Canada was emerging as a growing economic power and a force of peace in the world, the King said. He added that in the decades since, history has been punctuated by epic-making events, including the Vietnam War, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the start of the War on Terror. Today, Canada faces another critical moment. Democracy, pluralism, the rule of law, self-determination, and freedom are values which Canadians hold dear and ones which the government is determined to protect. King Charles referenced Canada's sovereignty several times throughout his speech, specifically when referencing the Canada's relationship with the country to its south, the United States. The Prime Minister and the President of the United States, for example, have begun defining a new economic and security relationship between Canada and the United States, rooted in mutual respect and valued on common interests, to deliver transformational benefits for both sovereign nations. The King said that the system of open, global trade, while not perfect, has helped to deliver prosperity for Canadians for decades, but that is now changing. He added Canada's relationships with global partners is also changing, which has left some Canadians feeling anxious or worried about the changing world around them. He said the government will work to strengthen relationships with reliable trading partners and allies around the world, adding that Canada is ready to lead and that will be demonstrated when the country hosts the G7 summit in Alberta in June. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to attend the summit, the White House confirmed. During this time of great change, Canadians are uniting behind what makes Canada unique. Referring to Queen Elizabeth's throne speech in 1957, King Charles said that it is a source of great pride that in the following decades, Canada has continued to set an example to the world in her conduct and values as a force for good. It reminds us the true North is indeed strong and free, he said to a long applause from the gallery. Tuesday's throne speech was part of King Charles and Queen Camilla's two-day visit to Ottawa. The King received full military honors, including a royal salute, a 100-person guard of honor from the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Canadian Regiment, an inspection of the guard and the band, and a 21-gun salute. After the throne speech, King Charles and Queen Camilla visited the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the National War Memorial to pay their respects. The King's throne speech comes nearly 70 years after his mother Queen Elizabeth II first opened Parliament in 1957. Carney said Monday a royal visit is a reminder of the bond between Canada and the Crown. This historic honor matches the weight of our times. It speaks to our enduring tradition and friendship, to the vitality of our constitutional monarchy and our distinct identity, and to the historic ties that crises only fortify, Carney added. Canada's strength lies in building a strong future while embracing its English, French, and Indigenous roots, the union of peoples that forms our bedrock. Canada in the 21st century is a bold, ambitious, and innovative country that is bilingual, committed to reconciliation, and truly multicultural. Carney also said the throne speech will outline the government's ambitious plan to act with urgency and determination, and to deliver the change Canadians want and deserve. To define a new economic and security relationship with the United States, to build the strongest economy in the G7, to bring down the cost of living, and to keep communities safe.